And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, a ton.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Happy Independence Day. This is your weekend to get out, fire up a grill, a smoker, a pizza oven, a griddle. Okay, we covered all of those so far, but... Anyway, get out and feed some people. You have the need to feed, and it'll be a fun time because people are happy when they eat, and we're here to help you make your grilled food a little bit better. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We're back.
Hey, thanks, Jop. We're on our way. As soon as we get done here, we're my family's waiting to head up to Manistee. My son Alex bought a house a mile from Lake Michigan between Manistee and Ludington. And he has about 9 acres, I think. It's a cool area, nice house. It's just awesome. I'm so happy for him. But our whole family is going up, dogs and all, tents. It's a big house, so most of the people are sleeping inside. But Maureen and I and a bunch of the grandkids are tenting it in the yard.
Yeah.
And so everybody's bringing their dogs, which the dogs will have a ball. And there's nothing to, you know, right. buy, you know, maybe a few bear or something. But what are they? So we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got coolers upon coolers of food ready. And, of course, Alex, being the pyro he is, has all kinds of fireworks ready. And
sure.
It's going to be a wonderful time. We get to all be together.
So when you said you had coolers and coolers of food, so now you are the grilling dad in a grilling family.
Yeah.
You got people. But what kind of stuff do you, because you're going for the Saturday through Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of food to pack.
This morning until Tuesday. So I'm not touching a grill.
Right.
I got two boys and a son-in-law, two son-in-laws that are awesome grillers.
Right.
And there's their families we're feeding. I already fed them all. I'm done.
Sure. Sure. But what do you, so do you have coolers of food that you guys have packed?
Well, here's the thing. Alex's fiance, they're both chemical engineers. She works for Occidental in Ludington. Occidental is the one that got Sanders Meats, sends hams to those people all the time. And that's what got me reconnected with Sanders. Well, so now she's a meat eater. This girl, you got to love this girl. She loves it. So she went to Sanders and picked up the party pack, which is like 100 pounds of meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hams, it's sausages. So she's got it all figured out. I'm not even worried about it. Like I said, they're in charge. You guess what I'm bringing?
Yourself.
Buns.
Buns. All right, man. You got to have bread, right?
I got, like 6 packs of buns in the freezer from an event I overbought for. So
yeah.
Perfect way to get them out of my freezer.
So when you get up there... you're using, are you bringing any equipment with you, or
nope.
Are you using all Alex's stuff?
Alex has two grills.
Okay.
And we have a big fire pit with a tripod, so.
Okay. You're bringing a tripod with you?
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
It goes everywhere with
me. What about the Dutch oven?
He's got one, I think.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, I'm totally unplugged.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Independence Day
wonderful.
Where Bob's not going to be grilling anything.
Wonderful.
Okay. If you
six...
want to tune out right now, now would be the time to do it because Bob's got nothing to say about this weekend.
Well, I'll say that I have 6 grandchildren going.
Yes.
And that's all I care about.
Well, sure.
And, of course, my bride.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun for me this time.
Yeah, good.
And enjoy the Polaroid moment.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's cool that the family can get together all in one place and you got 9 acres, excuse me, 9 acres. So you're not going to bump up against any neighbors and make them mad when you're making smoke.
And it's all surrounded by hardwoods and mostly maple and pine and cedar. But there's this big 2-acre clearing in the center where the house is. So you've got this huge area. We can play whatever games, you know, bean toss or rings or all the things we like to play. Horseshoes.
Anybody play jarts anymore?
I'm bringing up...
They're illegal.
Oh, maybe
they're
that's
illegal.
Not there, they're not.
Well, there you go.
Right. I'm bringing up...
Not in Ludville.
I'm donating our portable volleyball kit to him so he can keep it there because we have a permanent one.
And right.
It's like, you take this stuff out of my garage, please.
Right.
So it'll be fun. So, sausage. So let's talk about camp favorites. Enough about my family.
Okay.
Camp favorites. You don't camp a whole lot, but you have, and you
I go
do
to
some.
People's camps.
Yeah. So, what do you think this holiday weekend would be a favorite for people?
Well, the first one that popped into my head was Sobe Brats. A bratwurst is so much better than a hot dog in my world that and you go
That's a tough call. Come on. You can't diss the hot dog.
I'm not dissing it, but I'm just saying I like a brat better because a place like Sobe Meats on Remembrance Drive, northwest side of Grand Rapids, you walk in there, they might have 25 flavors of brats, and there's some really cool stuff that, you know, they can make them with brisket.
Okay,
and,
so a brat is your is one thing. What else? You're going into a commercial now.
No, but I mean, you ask. I told you. So right so, back at you.
What's so a brat's one?
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking it might be a time when a lot of people like to grill chicken, you know, quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost a thing of the past anymore. You used to see chicken barbecues all the time, and it was a bunch of dads for the Boy Scouts or whatever, and they'd have these giant things out. And I remember eating a lot of good chicken off those things.
That's right.
And so, I remember getting stomach ache from some of them, so
well,
be careful.
There you are. So that's where I was going to go. Leg quarters has a bone and it has skin, right? No news flash there. But because of that, I prefer to cook them a little slower and let them get done. And the worst thing you can do is serve one of those where there's bloody meat right up by the bone.
So if you've got a limited grill space, maybe it's the perfect time to spatchcock some young hens.
Right.
And just split them wide open, cut the backbone out, take the ribs out, flip them on their meat side down, season them up, grill them, and then flip them over on the skin side to finish them off. And now you've got the whole thing. There's very little work. You're right. Flipping one piece of meat.
Right.
You could probably fit three of them on a lot of different grills or tripods.
Yep.
At least one.
Yeah.
And one whole chicken, depending on the size, will feed 10 to 15 people if it's done right.
That's just a big chicken.
You get those roasting hens. I'm not talking about the young hens now. I'm talking about like a roasting hen. You spatchcock a roasting hen. It's like a small turkey. There's a lot of meat there.
Right.
Because you got potato salad to deal with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And
so other than
maybe bitchin' beans,
you know, I mean, who can deny a burger on the grill? Those are easy to make. You know, again, don't overdo those. The chicken, I'm saying, go to 175. Get in that joint that right where the leg meets the thigh, and don't touch the bone because the bone heats up quicker than
bring
the meat.
Bring a thermometer with you.
But bring your thermometer with her. Get it right in that joint because that's the last place that's going to be cooked. But you want that about 175. So that you make sure that it's done, but cook it slow because you don't want to dry it out.
You just laid out a truth there, and you said burger can't be beat.
Yeah.
My daughter Emily's staying with us for the summer, her and Matt and the kids, and she's a wonderful cook. She thawed out a couple 1.5-pound packs of my burger, right? And she just used one of them to feed us all one night. And I'm freaking out because I have to grill this stuff, and it's one pack. I do one pack for Maureen and I.
Right, right.
She managed to make that 1.5-pound stretch to like 5 or 6 people, and I was freaked out about it. But you know what? With a slice of cheese, some olives, and some mayo, that was like one of the best burgers I've ever eaten.
Sure, yeah. Oh, they're always good when you're hungry and they're done well.
It's all about
perfectly.
It's all
well
about
is never... Don't ever get a burger done well, but get it done perfectly.
Right.
Because well is a temperature, perfectly is the way you want to eat it. So, but anyway, so.
Check out our Facebook page, The Grilling Guys, and look at the last post I put up about olive burgers.
Ooh, all right. Coming up next, we're going to go from land to sea, maybe a little favorite vacation fish. Stick with us. We'll be back.